Right, it's just coming up to 11:30, listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I'm very pleased to have it in the studio. It's very peaceful in the studio now. In fact, my voice is getting slower by the second. I feel good energy in the studio. I'm joined in the studio by Jane Ward from the Brentwood Buddhist Centre. Thanks very much for coming in, Jane.
Thank you.
And also from Vicky Conway, who is a reflexologist and Reiki master. Hello, Vicky.
Hello, Jane.
Now, we're going to start with you, Vicky, first of all,
and about reflexology.
For people who don't know about reflexology, tell us about reflexology and how you actually got involved and what are the benefits of actually having it as well.
Okay, reflexology is the reflexology supplies varying pressures on the certain points on the feet to bring about like a deep feeling of relaxation. You've got over 7 or 8,000 nerve endings in the feet that all travel down through the spine, so and these correspond to certain areas in the body. It's intensely relaxing, and anything that you're suffering from that is caused by stress is obviously going to alleviate those symptoms.
So is it, if you press certain parts, it could be for your kidneys, for your eyes and for your liver on
exactly. The body is mapped out on the foot and you're trained to be quite specific on those points. Sometimes it can be a little bit painful, but as a therapist I would get you just to breathe through that, and then that would release that pain, and you know, and it releases whatever tension is that in that area of the body.
Is that to do with like, is it something, you know, off the top of my head, is it meridian lines or something? Is it some sort
of
chakras?
It's a real mixture of science and Eastern kind of medicine, really, with the same similar lines of energy for the like acupuncture points.
Works
on the same thing, but it's just done on the feet. It's also done on the ear, the face and the hands. As a therapist, I prefer to work with the feet.
And why did you get involved in reflexology in the first place?
I've always been fascinated by reflexology. But several years ago, after the birth of my daughter, I suffered quite badly with postnatal depression. And I really didn't want to take antidepressants. So a friend of mine suggested that I get some Reiki treatments. And it was just so beneficial, so intensely relaxing. It just stopped my mind from spinning.
Yeah.
So I went on to learn about Reiki. And eventually, because I was working at the time in the city, I got made redundant. And I didn't hesitate. Just signed straight up to do more therapies. So, and reflexology was the one I chose.
How long does it normally take for a session if people are coming to see you? How long does it normally take?
Okay, a session would take maybe an hour and 10 minutes. You'd come to me. I do have to give a short medical questionnaire. Nothing too in-depth. But I do need to know that you're fit for treatment. You know, there's certain conditions that I can't have I can't treat. So then the actual hands on the feet time is probably about 50 minutes.
Yeah, and it's all very, do you use oils or you just, is
as a reflex, oil would be too slippery. So
yeah,
we have some special reflexology balms, but they're all made with beeswax. So you're kind of giving yourself a nice foot treatment as well, because it would really soften the skin, and the essential oils in it as well. It kind of works on an aromatherapy basis as well for relaxation.
Where do you work? Do you work from home or do you
I can do mobile, and I actually have there's a healing room at the Buddhist Centre, which is how I know Jane.
Yeah.
And I work out of there on a Wednesday afternoon and evening.
Oh, lovely. So you must have made loads of friends there as well, because it's very busy there, isn't it?
It's a lovely place to go. It's really friendly, really
relaxed.
We're
going to come back and talk about Reiki as well, because it's a very fascinating subject.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks very much to Jane Ward, because we must be related somewhere, Jane, because I'm a ward as well.
Yeah, we must be.
Now, you are the founder of the Brentwood Buddhist Centre.
I am.
So can you tell us, because if you go and check out the website actually as well, it's all the W's, BrentwoodBuddhistCommunity.com.
It's
a fantastic website. So tell us, first of all, how you got involved and how you got involved in actually being a Buddhist. Where did you get the calling from?
Well, for a long time, actually since a kid, there was this, so it sounds a bit corny, but I felt a little bit different than other people. I felt like I had this spiritual connection to nature in some way, and I was only ever really at peace and happy when I was out in nature. I couldn't understand human life, family life, why people hurt each other all the time. You know, I experienced lots of that as a child. And I got to my young adulthood, and I began searching on a spiritual path. And I first went along into Reiki, had three different teachers in Reiki. It helped me for a bit, but I needed something else.
Yeah.
There was something more I needed to do. And really, I felt I had this destiny to help others. But of course, my first lesson was I must be able to help myself. And after about 20 years of searching and going through different developments and healing modalities, martial arts, I see a picture in the Gazette, and it said there was an enlightened master coming to England. And this was in 2007. So I went along and met him, you know, in his orange robes and his glory. It was just amazing. And what he taught me had profound results. He was very simple. And within a few months, I became initiated, ordained disciple of his. And within a year later, he said, Jane, you need to get out there and help others now. You need to be able to teach people. So he taught me some very profound healing techniques, meditation techniques, and that's what I now go and help others with. But mostly I needed a centre or to create an environment where people can begin to heal, a bringing of people together regardless of religion, nationality, creed, anything like that. Buddhism is very much about family, yep. Sangha. So that's how I got involved, and I've transformed my life in many, many ways within 7 years.
And you just feel, it just makes you feel calmer within yourself? Things don't bother you as much? Or?
Well, I had a lot of issues, just like everybody else, yeah, but I didn't want to deny them. It's like, you know, there was stuff that I was so limited by within myself, which was lack of confidence, self-esteem, horrendous anxieties. I suffered chronic depression, all these things. And I knew that nothing exterior or no tablets could change this. I needed to go within, but I didn't have the right tools or the right methods, and that's what he gave me. So now I can go in, if ever I come up with an issue or a problem, go and look at my heart.
Yeah, and you get loads of people from all different age groups. Now, we have got Catherine and Dan. Hello. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
And now tell me how old you are, Dan, first of all.
I am 7.
7? You look a lot older than I thought. You were at least 14. Looking a little bit older. Now tell us a little bit about Dan and Catherine.
Well, Catherine came along some months ago, and once again, Catherine's been seeking for a long time. She comes from a religious background, but it didn't suit her. And I think the thing with Buddhism is, it's the last thing we want to do is say you have to do this, this, and this. It's very much an unfoldment of a person for them to find their own truth. We just give the guidance, the support, and the tools to help that. And of course, Catherine's now brought Dan along, and Dan's just gelled straight in. He's, you know, for me, he's a past life practitioner, because at 7 years old, we have a foundation of 33 mantras. Dan's learnt them in about a week. An adult, it takes 3 months, maybe a year.
Yeah.
And he calls himself a Buddha.
Oh. I do.
You do.
And so Dan's really natural. And why we're here today, I'd really like to invite Dan, and if you're happy, for him to chant one of the mantras, and you'll just see that, you know, the profoundness of this kid.
Okay, are you ready then, Dan? Yeah, off
yeah.
You go.
Nai Redno Zaya, Namu Panguate, Ma Karanakaya, Piazza Bruma Tani Tatikatai Ahate, Sammy Sambadate Tom Dara Dara Dari Dari Dula Dula Ashe Vishi. Sally Sally Poo Sally Poo Sally Sour Kless Sour Kama Urine Stays Tips Tips Take Comes Pulp Stays Ha.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was expecting him to do that in English as
now
well.
That's Sanskrit language.
Wow.
He's quite, and that's called the Great Compassion Mantra. He's quite amazing.
Well done, Dan. Yeah. That's really impressive. And you've learnt that really quickly. Very quickly, haven't you? Now tell us, with the Brentwood Buddhist Centre, you do retreats as well, and you've got treatment rooms. So what can people come along? I know you said for sort of depression, anxiety. Also, what other things do you do there? Is this kind of like, do you do like massage kind of things, or is it more sort of spiritual?
Well, we have Buddhist healing sessions where we give Buddhist healings. It's based on esoteric Buddhism, and it's non-invasive. It's very healing. We have that to offer. We have the healing, the treatment room, where my friend here comes along and offers her reflexology. We have a Ravinda who comes along and offers Indian head massage. So we have different healing modalities that might suit different people. Not everybody's into the path of Buddhism. Not everybody wants to be so hardcore, if you like, at really analysing their heart. So we offer different things.
And you've got a restaurant or a cafeteria there.
We have an amazing, it's the White Buddha Cafe.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic place. It's just an amazing environment to come to. It has a terrace garden. And we also offer Tai Chi, Qigong, a running club. We've got we offer meditation courses. We've even got a craft club. And they're offering a course, it's called Mindful Sewing, where they can make a wonderful bag for someone. So we try to offer things for everybody, just to come along into that healing environment.
And you set this all up?
Yeah. Blood, sweat and tears.
That is incredible. And since 2007?
No, actually, no. I was on a journey my own because, you know, I travelled around quite a lot. I went and stayed in a monastery in China and went to LA, Las Vegas, teaching and stuff. And it wasn't until 2010, when I come back from China, that I had to find somewhere to set up. My first place was actually a garage in a back garden in Pilgrim's Hatch.
Yep.
And things developed very quickly there. I was getting more and more people come. I could only hold 9 people at a time in there. It was tiny. And I kept having this vision that there was this big manor house off the main drag somewhere. And I kept telling people that, you know, this is what's going to happen. They'll laugh at me and things like that. Because about 5 years ago, I cut a picture out very much like Merrymead House and put it on the altar and done a prayer. And yeah, just hard work. I had no money. I had nothing. And because of my devotion and my striving to help others, my striving to help myself, things come about very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's what you put out there, isn't it, sometimes? Yeah. And if you put out positive energy, you get good energy
Absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely.
Now I'm going to take a quick break. Then we should.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Joining the studio from Jane Moore from Brentwood Buddhist Centre, and also from Vicky Conway, who is a reflexologist and a Reiki master, and Catherine and Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. We did very well earlier. How old are you again? 7?
Yeah.
Very good. Right, now, Vicky, we were talking earlier about you work in reflexology. Tell us all about, people might have probably wouldn't know more about reflexology, but what is Reiki, and again, why did you decide to do Reiki?
Reiki is a very nurturing kind of energy healing system. The best way that when people say to me, "Oh, what's Reiki?" The best way I can explain it is if the child hurts itself and falls over, the first thing mum does is says, "Oh, come here, let me rub it better." You know, if a friend is distressed, then you know you put your arms around them, and that in its simplest form is a transfer of healing energy, and you know, giving that support and nurture. Touch is such an important thing for our well-being. You know, when you're children, you're constantly touching your children. I am anyway, you know, touch their heads as they walk past, their faces. And as you get older, you kind of shy away from that. You know, we'll kind of, it's, you know, we live in busy times with lots of strangers and we shy away from that. But it's so important for well-being. Hmm. And I think, you know, there's a lot of lonely people that don't have that, and you know, it's no surprise really when communities are breaking down that depression and stuff and things like illnesses like that are on the rise really.
With Reiki, do you have to be kind of a healer, or is it something that anybody
can learn to do it? Like I say, I think it's something that we all do without actually knowing. It's yeah. something that we have. Reiki, if you wanted to come and learn about Reiki, then we would kind of focus on showing you, first of all, the most important thing, as Jane mentioned earlier, is healing yourself. Mm. You can't, you know, it's like you have to lose that ego about being able to, I can heal you. You can't. You need to work on yourself and your own well-being first before you have that calmness and compassion to pass on to others.
But do you actually put your hat? You say, I know some saying off air, some Reiki masters, they will put their hands on, or they just above the body. So how do you work, and what sort of?
It's a personal preference, really. As a therapist, I prefer hands on. Like I said, I think touch is really important, but it doesn't matter. You know, some people don't actually like to be touched. You can still give a Reiki treatment without actually laying the hands on. You just hold the hands above the body. Obviously, the client would be fully clothed. It's non-invasive. It's just a very nurturing, relaxing treatment.
And if people want to get in contact for either reflexology or for Reiki, you're on Twitter.
I am indeed.
What's your Twitter name?
It's at Lotus Feet Reflexology. Oh, Reflex? God, I can't remember.
Reflexology.
Yeah. Also, you can email me, lotusfeetreflexology@gmail.com. And also have a telephone number. I can put, you know, give them to you to put on the website.
Yeah,
if
we'll
you
put
like.
This up on the website at the end. I wanted to bring in actually Catherine as well, because you're. Sorry, all right, Dan. So tell us how you got to get to the Brentwood Buddhist Centre. What made you want to go, and what have you found that's been so helpful for you?
I've actually suffered from depression for various different times in my life, and I was having counselling in Brentwood, fantastic therapist. I was quite a lot of anxiety as well, and she said to me, "You need to meditate." And I would drive home past the sign for the White Buddha Cafe, and I was like, Buddhism, meditation, I'll look that up, and went along to a 4-week course. straight away I just felt at home there. It felt very calming, very relaxing, very good environment. You get good vibes from the place.
Yeah.
I'd say that the meditation has really helped me to calm that anxiety. The depression largely has lifted. I'm now no longer taking any medication, so I'm quite proud of that.
Yeah.
And it's just really helped me. I don't know how to explain it. I feel like I've got a path I can follow.
Yeah.
So it's given me some kind of direction in my life, which is something that I feel I've been looking for maybe all my life. Certainly I've been aware of it since teenage years.
Yeah.
So it's really, really helped me.
So. You can feel the energy now in the studio. I can feel it.
Because I'm chanting.
I can feel it, Jenny. It's gone right. See, even my voice has slowed down slightly as well. So, Jane, what have you got coming up at the Brentwood Buddhist Centre? What people can get involved in if they want to come down for maybe a... Do you do like a taster where people can come and sort of, you know, find out maybe what they want to...
If they just want to pop their nose in, one, come to the cafe, have a cup of tea. Pick up how you feel of the place, you know, and the people that you might meet there. Or come into a drop-in healing session. No need to book. We run 4 or 5 of those a week. The other thing we've got coming up, which is extremely popular, I've been running 4-week meditation courses for a couple of years now, and we get anything between 12 and 25 book on these. And it's a basic introduction to meditation. I teach them 3 different styles of meditation. They will all bring you different results. And so people can choose what they prefer. And this is where Catherine first started to slot in. And the benefits are just amazing. That starts on Tuesday, 12th of November, 7:30 p.m. So if people want to book up on that, come and find out what Buddhism is about, the path we follow, and learn meditation, I'd recommend that.
And we're hoping to get Jane to come in once a month as well. We'll just say that on air, to come in and talk about a different sort of subject every month as well. That'd be excellent.
That'd be fantastic.
Put you right on the spot now. I'm not really. But if you want to find out more, it's all the W's, BrentwoodBuddhistCommunity.com. If you go to it, it's a fantastic website, and you've got everything listed there as well. So thank you. I hope you've had a lovely time. It's gone really quick, but pleasure. We've been on air quite a bit. But thank you very much to Dan. I think you should have another round of applause, actually. Well done, Dan. Thanks to Catherine, Vicky, and to Jane as well.
Thank you.
All the details for the businesses will be up online tomorrow as well, and that'll be up on the Phoenix FM website. All the W's, phoenixfm.com. Thanks very much.
Thank you.